الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وذكر فإن الذكرى تنفع المؤمنين. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. It is a very valuable month, every moment of our lives, and in Ramadan even more, and on last Ashura even more, and whoever is in the masjid, wherever, and in the naked places, women, mashallah, in i'tikaf at home, wherever we all live, so this makes it even more valuable. So we all make dua that this time that we are spending, it also becomes valuable. It must not be just a matter of passing time or just like having to say something, but the objective, may Allah Ta'ala let it to dawn upon us and let us realize, and all of us, our speaking, our listening, our giving our time, all becomes valuable for us and in the eyes of Allah Ta'ala forever. And Allah save us from our time being wasted in any way. Our lot of time, unfortunately, we have wasted a lot of our time, our lives we have wasted in many useless pursuits, in many gunas, waste of time. May Allah forgive, and may Allah let us spend our time correctly. So this little reminders, a few reminders for the month of Ramadan. This is a great, great honorable month, just to remind ourselves over and over, and it cannot be overemphasized, that what a great month this is. Every moment is so valuable, in which Allah Ta'ala makes a nafal equal to the value of a farz. The value of a farz Allah multiplies by 70. And then, for example, on the day of Jumu'ah, ibadah, the value of ibadah is even more. Then Laylatul Qadr is in these nights, and that night's ibadah better than 1,000 months. A person reads the last ruku, inna fi khalqi samawati wal ard, between Maghrib and Isha at night, then he gets the whole night's ibadat sawab. A person reads Alif Lam Mim Sajda, Surah Tabarak Alladhi, between Maghrib and Isha, any time of the year, he gets the sawab of Laylatul Qadr's ibadat. And in the month of Ramadan, in this last Ashura, so much more. So this month is so valuable in every way. In this zamana that we are in, a person practices upon a sunnat. Man ahya sunnati, ay man amila biha. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali taught us, a person who makes a sunnat alive. And what does it mean to make a sunnat alive? To make amal on the sunnat. You get the reward of 100 shaheed. And if we consider how many sunnats there are, when we get up in the morning, we read the dua, alhamdulillah illadhi ahyana. We go to toilet, we enter with the left leg. Before we enter, we read the dua. And when we come out of the toilet, we come out with the right leg. We read the dua. So there are so many sunnats, and Allah make us conscious of them also. And sunnat, Allah give us tawfiq, we practice upon sunnat in the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's tariqah. In the love of the sunnah, that it is sunnah. That is why I am practiced upon it, in the love of Allah Ta'ala, for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. Then the sunnahs will become even much more valuable. Also, ulama have written, when it comes in the hadith sharif, in the Quran sharif also, that any person who does a good deed, just the thought of a good deed in the hadith, he gets his sawab already. When he practices upon it, Allah gives him 10 times the reward, the minimum. Then Allah multiplies how much Allah wants to. And all other things, good deeds, are always increased. And so much, like if we just live a life reasonably according to deen, we are practicing so many sunnahs, so many commands of Allah, the rewards are so great. And on the other side, a person commits a guna, Allah protect us from every guna. But for guna, only one guna is written. But for sawab, Allah multiplies it. And there are so many. And ulama have written, the reason for this is that Allah wants to make us successful. So Allah has been so kind that our good deeds He multiplies so much. And gunas He just kept how much it is. And Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq whole day from morning to night. Especially now in the month of Ramadan, people are at home, people are in i'tikaf, whoever, women folk at home, etc. So hopefully no gunas be made whatsoever. Allah keep our minds also pure, clean, keep our akhlaq also right, and so only naked. So then a person, how much won't Allah Ta'ala reward? So Allah, let us make qadr of this month of Ramadan and this last ashara and this time that we have given to Allah Ta'ala. Allah, let us make qadr of it, let it be valuable. Every moment let it be valuable. In this month, Allah Ta'ala has connected us with Quran Sharif. Everyone, alhamdulillah, is so much connected with Quran Sharif. The barakat of Quran Sharif, just the keeping a Quran Sharif, the iman on Quran Sharif, all this has got so much of virtue. And then Allah is giving tawfiq, how much of Quran Sharif is being recited, how much of Quran Sharif is being listened to, and how many people are learning Quran Sharif also. Even in this month, people are carrying on, they are learning Quran Sharif. So Allah, give us our connection with Quran Sharif also thoroughly, and very strong connection with Quran Sharif, and make it the object of our lives also. And that we become the teachings of Quran. Like Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha was asked, what was the character of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? She said he was the living Quran Sharif. And really that was the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu. They had all the teachings of Quran Sharif in their lives. Haji Bhai Padia rahmatullah alayhi used to say, people have heard a lot about Islam. People have read a lot about Islam. People want to see Islam. So if Allah make it that this month, in the Quran Sharif, the month of Ramadan, it becomes the means of the Quran Sharif, that we live the Quran Sharif. Our talking is according to what Quran Sharif tells us. Our actions are according to that. When we are at home with the families, we live how the Quran Sharif has taught us. Our juniors with our elders with our juniors, all our matters, we make it according to Quran Sharif. And there can be no better time to try and bring this into our lives than this month of Ramadan. And really, if we also think, two-thirds of the month, more than two-thirds are gone already. The ashara of rahmat is gone. The ashara of maghfirat is gone. Just few days now we are left with. And Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. We ask for ma'af and forgiveness for what we didn't appreciate and didn't spend correctly. And in that, our whole lives also. All our mistakes, all our wrongs. And there is no need to despair. We must have great hope in the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. Allah says in the Quran Sharif, إِلَّا مَنْ تَابَ وَآمَنَ وَعَمِلَ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا. The person who makes tawbah, Allah give us tawfiq, brings iman. And we renew our iman also. And amal salih, we read kalima is greatest amal salih, very great. All the other amal saliha. Allah Ta'ala says the person does this, illa man taba wa amana wa amila amalan salihan, fa ulaika yubaddilu Allahu sayyi'atihim hasanat. Allah will change all the evil actions into good actions. Okay, so we just have to do that, tawbah, and we refresh our iman again, recite a lot the kalima, and we do amal saliha. We are doing, Allah accept it, Allah give us more quality in our niyat also, in our actions also. We are making namazas, we are making tilawat, we are in a state of roza, and for that Allah says, these are those people that I will change all the bad actions into good actions. Allah's mercy, we must never lose hope of the mercy. Allah is so kind. On the day of Qiyamah, one person will be reminded of all his minor gunas, and he'll have no way but to accept them. He will know that I can't deny anything. And when he has accepted it and he's convinced, now I'm doomed to Jahannam now. So many of my gunas. Then Allah Ta'ala will say, I've changed all your gunas into good deeds. Then he will remind Allah, but lot of other of my deeds, big gunas, not one of his big gunas, and they also plenty which I have committed. So Allah Ta'ala is most merciful. in this world also, we know our condition. We know the conditions of mankind generally, how much we are disobeying Allah. But still, this earth is firm on its place. Still, the skies haven't fallen down. The roofs of our houses and the masjids, whatever, wherever we are, they are still intact. This is only the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. We are still breathing. Our eyes are working. Our brain is functioning. Hey, all these are the great mercies of Allah Ta'ala. So this month, Allah, let us appreciate this great value of this month. Just to remind ourselves again, that beautiful example, that if a government of a country have to give all the Muslim citizens a money printing machine, and it will start working when the moon is sighted for Ramadan and stop working when the moon is sighted for Eid. And you can put it on any denomination. Everyone will put it on 200 rand. And it will print crispy, crispy, fresh notes. And there will be no questions asked by the receiver or anyone from where is the legality. Everyone will just want to print all the time. And we won't waste a single moment. And all the billions and trillions of this world is not compared to one subhanallah. It's not compared to one alhamdulillah. And alhamdulillah, as the ummah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah made us Muslims, gave us iman all the time. Alhamdulillah, subhanallah, insha'Allah, masha'Allah, and namazes, tilawat, everything is there. What is the great? This is the month really to coin it, to make as much as we can, not to waste our time. Whatever little time, instead of talking also with somebody, if it's not really absolutely necessary, then let us rather read Durood Sharif in that time. Let us rather read Qul Huwallahu Ahad, read Alhamdul Sharif. How lot of the rewards it is. Allah make us understand. And then this is the month that to gain the maximum returns and rewards, that we make our rozas also as they are supposed to be. And that is, alhamdulillah, the ummah generally is keeping roza. And so our roza, we also, all of us try, we keep rozas of the eyes also. That the haram, inshallah, we won't look at. Besides the haram, even permissible things which are not necessary in the training period, these things are also to be given up, so that we get our proper training. So Allah give us the roza of the eyes also, control our eyes. And today is a time that even if a person is in i'tikaf, he's in his house, he's not going out of his house, but with the phone he can be at any place, and he can be in the worst of places also. And even if we don't want to, just like thoughts just come to a person. On the phone also, we don't know what just pops up and what comes. So we have to be very, very careful. So we have to control our eyes all the time. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali taught us one very important point also, which is famous, which comes in the Hadith Sharif, that the first glance is forgiven. By mistake, your eyes fell on what you were not supposed to look at. The first glance is forgiven. Hazrat explained, that is in the place where you are not expecting that your eyes will fall on something wrong. But where you expect your eyes are going to fall on something wrong. Like for example, on the phone, there you have to be more careful. How many things are, what things are coming. If a person is anywhere in town, any place where he expects there are going to be women around, there he has to be more careful. And there, even that first glance, he must avoid it. Not that the first glance is permitted there, but he must, where you expect it, there you must take the precaution before time. And this is also one beautiful principle of our deen, that we are taught that don't light the fire so that you won't burn. Whereas in the other ways, they allow you to light the fire, but then protect yourself. The mixing of girls and boys, for example, in schools, other places, man, woman, but they say you must not do anything wrong. In Islam, the cause of it also is cut off. So then you don't have to worry. When the cause is not there, the wrong things won't come also. So Allah give us tawfiq with our eyes. Very important also in this month. And this month is also where many, many people, alhamdulillah, are concerned about the islah also. And this month is ideal. Allah made it for our Islam. Allah presented it to us for ibadat also. Month when du'as also are so accepted. The whole day's du'as are accepted. Iftari times du'as are accepted. Whole night's du'as are accepted. More tahajjud du'as are accepted. Du'as between adhan and iqama. Du'as after at iftari time. After asr. Allah made it a month. And Allah calls out every night, who is it that is asking me for this? Who is it that is asking me for that? So this is the month of du'as also. And one major thing that we have to ask for in our du'as, for our islah also. We must make specific du'as that, Ya Allah, grant me my complete islah. And we hand it over to Allah. I'm trying. I have tried. I will keep on trying, Ya Allah. But please, you make my islah. And you make me as you would like me to be. I want to be like that. I hand myself over to you. Oh Allah, forgive me. I'm following nafs and shaitan. Nafs and shaitan, we know they are our enemies. We know they can't force us to do anything. They got no control over our lives. And they have done nothing for us. Allah is the one who has created us. Allah is the one who has given us all our ni'mas. And Allah is the one that has given us our beautiful deen of Islam. Allah is the one that has given us our masajid. Alhamdulillah, our masajid are built throughout the world. May Allah make it that who builds his place, he is in charge of it. That other people don't control us in our masajid and in our things. We made it, it's ours, it's a Muslim people. So Allah make it that we can enjoy our masajid for the purpose. And the masajid are the places where Allah's rahmat comes down, not only for the Muslims, for the non-Muslims. Not only for insan, for animals also, for jinnat also. This is the markaz where Allah's rahmat comes down. It comes down on Kaaba Sharif, Allah's rahmat. From there to every masjid in the world it goes. And then those who go to the masjid and the adhan that goes. The adhan also is Allah's rahmat for the whole area, for the human beings, for the animals, for the ground, for the waters of that place, for the sand and stones of that place, for everything. This adhan is a great, great mercy of Allah Ta'ala. And it is a great da'wat also. Allahumma rabba hadhihi da'wati tamma. It is a da'wat tamma, and it is called out 5 times a day. And certain people have reported in America, people have noticed, non-Muslims, that where the adhan sounds reach to, they are safe from certain type of diseases. Adhan and the very words of adhan, and starting off with Allahu Akbar, the greatness of Allah, ending off with the greatness of what a great thing Allah has given us. In Canada, somebody just reported that the government has ordered the people to give loud azans. Where previously they were not allowed to give azan on the mic, now they are ordering them. The benefit, Allah make, we can realize this. To hear, to respect azan, to listen to azan, to give jawab to azan. We are so negligent in this also, very much negligent. And then to honor the azan. It is a shi'ar of Islam to give it its prominence and its importance for us, our women folk at home also. When adhan goes, as far as possible, try. It is narrated that the wife of Harun al-Rashid, on one occasion, she wanted water to drink. So she asked her khadima, give me water. Adhan started. Then she didn't drink water in respect of the adhan. Respect of adhan and gave jawab of adhan. And after that, she drank her water. When she passed away, Allah forgave her. Then it came, somebody saw in a dream, she said, because I respected the adhan at that time. So the adhan is a very, very great thing, which is generally gone out of our lives also. So to respect adhan, to reply to adhan, and then physically also reply, then we just we reply to the call of Allah. We make our namazes. We are called to Allah. We go to Allah Ta'ala and we make our namazes. May Allah give us tawfiq. So all our things, our eyes also, we keep our proper ruzas, our tongue, what we speak also, everything. A person be careful, what am I speaking, etc. And to consider, and where we are told that you must take hisab of what you have spoken, and that can really only be done if our talking is limited. But when it is unlimited as it is now, how can we think that what was necessary, what was not necessary, I should have said it this way, I shouldn't have said it that way, all the time. So Allah give us tawfiq, then rose us of the ears also, what we are listening to also. And especially with the cell phone also, if we have got musical tones as a ringtone, if there's a musical tone, we must remove that. Listening to this music every now and then, our Shaykh explained so beautifully that a fly, when it comes and it takes food from the dastarkhan, from the table, it takes a little bit. But every time it comes, it takes, it will have now enough, Hazrat says, to open a hotel, and in fact a motel that the fly can open. So this music also, every time, little, little, it's falling in the ears. Even if somebody else's phone is ringing and we hearing, inshallah, our guna is not there, we hate it also, but the effect of it will be there. So we have to be very careful, and wherever else there is music, we have to be very careful. And the enemy, Shaitan, our arch enemy, and he's using all his agents in their different way. They have made this so common. Music is, a child is born in a maternity home. They've got music playing. Why is the music? They say it is to soothe the nerves of the mother. You say, oh, Shaitan, where is he going to? In an aeroplane, when it's taking off, they're playing music at that time, so that everyone can be calm at that time. And we are listening. The effect of it will be there. Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali used to say, a person, if somebody has played a prank on you and put laxative in your food, and you have that, and you did not want it, but they put it in your drink, in your food, you won't get the guna for it, but to toilet you'll have to run stuff. The effect of it is going. So all these things here, whatever it is, the effect of it will be there. We have to be careful. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, roza of our thoughts also, our mind and our heart, try and keep them as pure as possible. This is extremely important also. And thoughts will come, shaitan won't leave us. Even in Ramzan, even in namaz, even in tilawat, shaitan will bring different thoughts. But don't entertain them. And if we falter, Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali also explained so beautiful that in namaz to have thoughts of Allah Ta'ala, that is what we must have. But and other thoughts that come, we are not responsible for them. So when we realize that concentration is farad upon us, that we concentrate in our namaz. But when the thoughts have gone themselves astray and away, then we won't be taken to task for that. But the minute we realize, then we don't entertain those thoughts. Now we change them into good thoughts. Thoughts about what we are reading, which rakat of namaz I'm reading. We become conscious of our connection with Allah Ta'ala. And at least Allahu Akbar at that time. When we make salam, at that time we are conscious. And the whole namaz we work, that we have that full consciousness of our namaz. This is the ideal time that we work for that also. So our thoughts in namaz also, in tilawat, in taraweeh, in our du'as, we try and keep them also as pure. And not only pure, clean, pure, but more towards Allah. We have concern of our qabr. We have concern of akhirat. We will have to stand in front of Allah Ta'ala. We will have to answer to Allah, where there will be no interpreter between us and Allah. There will be no lawyer who will fight our case. We ourselves and Allah will know everything. Allah won't need the files also to check up what our crimes are. Allah knows everything. And it will, مَا لِهَذَا الْكِتَابِ لَا يُغَادِرُ صَغِيرَةً وَلَا كَبِيرَةً إِلَّا أَحْصَاهَا. This kitab, what a kitab. It hasn't left out any small thing, any big thing, everything. What we might have really forgotten, it's also, and then we won't be able to deny it also. We will remember this also, that, and when we make dua also, Allah gives us more tawfiq. We make dua that all my sins, what I did knowingly, unknowingly, all my sins which I did, oh Allah, you forgive them all. So we keep rosas. Then we be concerned about our food also, not only for Ramadan, out of Ramadan also. And the things that people have listed, the things that we have made to make tawbah from, one is our intake of food also. And that also in every way, what food we are eating, how we are eating it, the amount we are eating it, the place we are eating it, all this is very important. Our clothing, our lifestyle also, we become conscious. We try everything to come more on an Islamic way of life and try and shun completely in every aspect the way of the non-Muslims as much as we can. In our lifestyle, in our homes, in our dressing, in our talking. For example, how are you? I'm fine. That's not our way. You can say I'm fine, but that's not our way. We've got our way. And what a way. Alhamdulillah. And that one Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. How heavy, isn't it? More the sawab between the earth and the sky. So much of sawab it has got. Everything. So we try and bring all those things. So we have worry about that also. Our islah we try and make in this month also. This is the month of ibadat also, the month of du'as also, the month of feeding also, the month of fasting also, and it is a month of du'as also. So we try and engage ourselves in du'as also as much as we can. We engage ourselves in our namazes also, and make our namazes what they are supposed to be. Make valuable this time that Allah has given us, especially now at the present time, with all the different things that are going on with the on the groups, on the WhatsApp, on all the other things. How many things are going on? If we can concentrate more on our Quran, our namaz, what we have to be doing, and we concentrate on that, this is the month to make this connection, connection with Allah Ta'ala. وَجَعَلْنَا بَعْضُكُمْ لِبَعْضٍ فِتْنَةً أَتَصْبِرُونَ وَكَانَ رَبُّكَ بَصِيرًا. Allah made all this test for us. This person will be saying about that, that person will be saying that. Are you going to control yourself at this time? Allah is watching what you are doing. So Allah wants us, and shaitan works harder at this time. When we are at the time, we can read the most from Allah. And shaitan is our such an enemy, he will make us to become the worst at that time. So we have to be on our guard. And what we have to be doing, we do. And also, in this month, Durood Sharif we try and read also. Where it is the month of Quran Sharif also, but a time for Durood Sharif is a very, very great ibadat which Allah Ta'ala has given us. And Durood Sharif is that ibadat that will make our whole Ramzan also draw it into acceptance by Allah. Our rozas also, our tilawat, our dhikr also, our namazas also. Durood Sharif is a very, very great ibadat. And in that will come the love of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And whoever has an iota of the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam. And by Durood Sharif, our connection with Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam will become stronger and stronger. And we are Muslims and mu'min as long as this connection is with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam. Shaykh Abdul Aziz Dabbagh rahmatullah alayhi, a very great buzurg. About 200 years ago his time was. He said that if this connection is not with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, a person will go immediately out of the fold of Islam. We can't see this connection, just like you press your button, your garage gate opens up. You can't see the connection between the two. You only press a button, a light goes on. This happens, that happens by the press of a button, just like that love of Nabi and connection with Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And Durood Sharif will strengthen this. Durood Sharif will bring sunnah into our lives. Love of deen, it will come. Allah will love that person who reads Durood. Allah gives us tawfiq, inshallah, that our Durood also we try and read regularly and make this month in every way, we make it as profitable as possible. try and keep away from arguments, from controversies, from all those things. Those who have to, there are always matters who have to be involved, let them be involved. We all don't have to be involved. And we are not going to say, we say, but nobody is listening to us. We're not saying it where anyone can listen. Just amongst ourselves, we're wasting our thinking all the time. We're wasting our speech with our friends we are talking. And it's having no effect on anyone. So Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali very much discourages this. And he becomes angry and he says, do what will benefit you. And what Hazrat stresses, Allah give us all tawfiq, durood sharif in abundance. Then tawbah, istighfar, a lot of tawbah and istighfar is needed. Sadaqah we give and we make du'as. Du'as are also very, very important. Allah has given us a great, great gift in the form of du'as. Let us use it in this month. In this month, du'as, Allah is asking. Allah has made the creation make du'a for us, for the rozedar, the person who keeps rozas of the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah made our du'as to be accepted by the day. At night, Allah is asking us what we want. So this is a month really that we have to just reap the crop and make the effort, plant ours and it grows. We have the rahmat in the first ashra, maghfirat in and the last. Allah grant us all in His sheer mercy, itqum minan nar. No azab in this dunya also. And always have hope in the mercy of Allah. We must never lose hope in the mercy of Allah. Allah's mercy is very, very great. And Allah's mercy is unlimited at this moment on each one of us. Look at Allah's mercy and turn to Allah Ta'ala. May Allah give us all tawfiq. Guide us to righteousness. Let us make this Ramadan the most fruitful. Every Ramadan that comes, make it the most fruitful and take the most benefit from it and make du'as for the whole ummah also. At least Allahumma ighfirli walil mu'mineena wal mu'minat wal muslimina wal muslimat. And the famous du'a, Allahumma ighfirli ummati Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Always du'as for the ummah and particular places where there are problems, du'as for that also. May Allah guide us to righteousness and what is best, inshallah. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alamin.